Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. On today's program, we have 2021 KWCA Official of the Year, Todd Kaler of Independence. Todd, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Well, let's hit the ground running here. Just a few days ago, KWCA President Doug Vanderlinden sent out an email to update the board about the upcoming fall clinic and the numbers and just the duties and that sort of thing. In it was also a plug to attend the summit, which is going to take place on Saturday night, to discuss the important issues and concerns, one of which is attracting and keeping officials. Doug made mention of a football game or two that have been canceled this fall, not due to weather, COVID, or a tragedy in the community. No, the cancellations were due to not being able to find officials. From your perspective, what is going on out there, and what's making it so hard to attract and maintain officials?
I just don't know that people want to put the time in that's needed to be officials. It's not only in football, but wrestling is the same way. I have the responsibility for a few tournaments to find officials. And at this point in time, I still have openings to fill myself for the upcoming wrestling season. So I don't know if people just want to take the time or... I don't understand it. When I first got started, it was very difficult to get into tournaments and things. You had to wait till somebody quit or, you know, retired or whatever. It was a long process to get your foot in the door. And now we're just trying to find anybody we can. And it's a very troubling issue for all sports, I think.
Looking at some surveys and just hearing Mark Lentz talk, one of the issues is just the behavior of some coaches and some fans. So what are a few procedures and common courtesies that coaches and spectators should keep in mind during competitions to maintain a more civil atmosphere and maybe shed a little more positive light on things? From your perspective, what do you think, where's the breakdown happening in that regard?
I don't see the issues so much at the high school level with wrestling and the junior or the kids deal. It's a really problem. And I think that's where some of the officials for wrestling get their feet wet is in the kids division. And the parents and coaches think that it's the Olympics or that their kid's going to get some kind of scholarship for at 6 years old, winning a small tournament, and they just, it's not in perspective, and their behaviors are so out of line. It's ridiculous that it's just not worth it. Because it's a long day. You're taking time away from your family and yourself to do this before a sport that you love, but to be ridiculed and belittled and to be constantly yelled at and my experience is a lot of the times the people doing the yelling have no idea what the rules are. They only see things through their small prism that's very one-sided. They don't see the whole thing and then they don't understand basically the rules in the first place. So it really makes it not worth it to people getting started into officiating. And then I think that's a big problem.
Absolutely, that's quite a perspective there. So you are a highly regarded official on both the USA Wrestling Kansas level and in Kansas circles. How did you get your start behind the whistle, and what keeps you coming back season after season?
I started out as a coach. I ran the local wrestling club for over 15 years, and I saw a problem with officiating. I'm a respiratory therapist, medical background. I was at the local high school duel. I was commentating for the high school, they were doing it through the cable so people could watch it at home on a local channel. And I was the commentator. And I watched a kid, that's back when we could do the figure four on the head and the officials weren't paying attention and the kid went out and I actually had to, resuscitate the wrestler that was one of my kids when he was in the kids program. Everything was good. Everything worked out fine. But then and there, I was like, okay, I think I can make more of a difference out there than what I was doing. And that was my inspiration. And to keep doing it is I love the sport. It's my way of keeping involved in something that I uh, it means so much to me, that I think was a vital part of making me who I am today is the sport of wrestling. So that's my motivation.
Wow, I wasn't quite expecting an entry story like that, but that's quite a story there. Do you do any other officiating, or have you other for other sports?
For other sports?
Yeah.
I did some baseball at the local level, but not at the Acacia level or anything like that.
I'm just curious, do you see the same issues with, crowd control and problems with...
The fans do not put their perspective on the importance and the outcome. They just don't understand. It's not life and death, and they just go to the extreme on any little thing. And I catch myself at football games or at a baseball game or something, and just sitting back looking at the crowd and actually laughing, because I know what's going through those guys' minds out there that are on the field having to listen to this from an official's perspective. It's just, don't understand that people at such a young, especially at the younger ages, just think that it's, everything is so important. So, I don't know, it's a game, it should be fun. And I think that a lot of people are taking the fun out of the game with the pressure.
Wow, it's an interesting perspective. So it was only a few years ago that Kansas decided to go with the national rule and hold weigh-ins up to 2 hours before tournaments and an hour before duels. Then last year, the pandemic turned everything upside down. What have the adjustments been like for officials during the last few years?
We just have to be there longer. Now that we're expected to, be there to do the weigh-ins, to do the skin checks, for that. The duels, I don't think it's that big of a difference, and I don't hear too much of the complaining, but it's like for the tournaments, you're going to be there all day anyway, and then now you've got to be there at, 7 a.m., so it means you need to be there by 6:30 or whatever, or 6:45, and then you weigh everybody in at 7. I know that's another complaint by some officials, that they're there longer, and then you got 2 hours to... You're just sitting around waiting for wrestling.
So the number of matches that you have officiated probably numbers into the thousands. Do a few stand out among them, maybe your first state championship match or a battle between two highly ranked individuals or teams? Just as you reflect back, does anything stand out in that regard?
Wow, I've had a lot of great matches. The most recent matches, when I was the number one heavyweight in the state versus, I don't know what he was ranked, but it was supposed to go one way and it didn't. I think it was, I think the kid from out west was up, 5 or 6 points. And then in the third, midway through the third period or so, the other heavyweight, they got into a scramble, and the next thing, it was a pin. It was just an exciting flurry that ended up being a pin for the underdog. Huh. So that was kind of the most recent one. Unexpected and exciting all in all. I've officiated a lot of ones that went on to greatness, but they pretty much took care of all their matches.
Yeah, so, sure.
Step
out rules, stalling, overtime, headgear, takedown criteria are all topics that have garnered attention in recent years in regard to rule changes or re-emphasis. What are a few things that you think may be good changes, good positive changes in rules or adjustments to the rules?
The out of bounds, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the college, where as long as you have I think maybe eventually we will get there. That just keeps things going so much better. We're not blowing the whistle all the time. Stopping the matches, the flow of wrestling is much better. Emphasis on staying in the circle, something that I emphasized before. Duels and tournaments is, when you have a little talk with the wrestlers, is that, if you step outside that circle and it's not in a, it's not because you're in a wrestling move or you're not because of action, somebody can get hit for stalling. And I think that just helps reiterate that, stay in a circle, keep going, keep working. And I just think it moves it on and it makes it more exciting. keeps the flow going much better.
So the KWCA Official of the Year Award is generated from the nominations from coaches and discussion and a vote from the board. What does this recognition mean to you?
I was very surprised. It means a lot. It just means that, maybe all the hard work and the dedication I've had has been recognized, and I'm very, very appreciative of the award. And it's very gratifying. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
All right. Well, well done. And again, I think that is the case, that it's just a recognition of your hard work and efforts. So congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
So we've been visiting with 2021 KWCA Official of the Year, Todd Kaler. Todd, thanks for coming on today, and all the best to you in the upcoming season.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. And we also want to congratulate Stephen Platt of Salina, who was also named Official of the Year. Additionally, from Media of the Year to Team Support Personnel and other awards that I was unable to get on the podcast, thank you one and all and congratulations. It certainly does take a village to make it through a wrestling season, and we are fortunate to have such committed and knowledgeable people out there supporting and encouraging our young men and women across the state. This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. Looking forward to seeing you in Salina. Events kick off tomorrow with the NWCA Leadership Academy, and then the 2021 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic begins on Friday and concludes with a recognition banquet on Saturday afternoon. The Kansas Wrestling Summit will take place Saturday night, and USAWKS will hold their fall meeting on Sunday. That's all for this episode. As always, thanks for listening.